Blog Talk.
I got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my AA in your Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm irreverent, I be reverent, I be so far, we don't give a fuck, Welcome to the danger zone, step into the fantasy.
Won't come down until we hit the ground.
Yeah, I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I want my fucking cars out. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. Heidi and Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles. Yeah, and there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester.
Yeah,
but
he won't come down.
Hi, beautiful people. How are you doing today? Someone called me up the other day and they said that I've been watching your video and I noticed that you have like two personalities. Wrong. I have like 65 personalities. And the one that I'd like to portray today is the dumb blonde. Because honestly, I'm so mad about what's going on right now, and I want to put it the best way that I can, so I'll just pretend to be the dumb blonde. So they say it's Independence Day, and I've been living in America for over 23 years, so I wonder what that is. And I looked it up, and it said Independence Day, a federal holiday in the United States of America, and it's about the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. And I'm talking, and I'm saying to myself, what the fuck are they talking about? I mean, what about America is independent right now? This is the day that I'd rather fuck myself than celebrate Independence Day. First of all, black people were so happy the other day that they celebrated, wow, Obama, the black man, you know, the king of kings, you know, he's here, you know, sitting upon the throne of David. Some called him the prophet. And they were so excited that a black man came into power. But the truth is, Obama or no president right now can handle the situation in America. In America, thousands of children are going hungry right now. I mean thousands. And if you've noticed, I've sent you out a lot of videos from YouTube, and you'll realize that there is a particular video showing a bunch of kids living on the road that leads to Disney World. On the road that leads to Disney World, there are like 45 motels, and families are living in them right now. And if they can't pay for the motel for that particular day or night, they'll have to go. I live like 3 minutes from Disney World. I also live in Orlando, and the situation is terrible. It's real terrible. And when you're on the outside looking at the apartments, everything seems fine because the apartments in Orlando, they look so good. Also, the McDonald's, it's more beautiful than the regular McDonald's because you're in Orlando. You're right next to Disney World. So everything is looking super. Even when you look at the buses aren't like ordinary buses. They have different colors. They're so colorful. But the reality of it all is that children are suffering. And I came to Orlando about 8 months ago, and I rented an apartment because this is the worst time in history to be buying a house anywhere in any part of the world, you know. And I rented this apartment. You look on the outside, everything is looking fine. But every night I sit at the window and I wonder what is going on behind closed doors. So right now, I don't need, no offense, I don't need nobody to tell me about celebrating Independence Day. I would rather fuck myself. So what I've done is I went into the bathroom, I took a nice shower, and I dried myself, and I put no clothes on because I'm going to stay right here on the phone and fuck myself, and that's my way of saying, fuck you all, Obama. Fuck Congress. Fuck everyone that think that they are leaders. They are not leaders, because in order to be a true leader, you first have to serve. What's up with this war and everything that's going on? And the billions of dollars that they are spending, you know, to kill mothers and to kill fathers and families in other countries, and to kill pregnant women and to kill babies. What's going on? I mean, the welfare system is such that they're even using their brains on poor people. Now they're bringing in this thing where if you need to be on welfare, you will have to do a drug test. Oh, my God. Do you expect someone to come off drugs in a day? It takes a while to come off drugs. First of all, who put the drugs in the ghetto? You did. You did, because most of the drugs empire is owned by people that are in the government, believe it or not. And so they have many of our children hooked on drugs, you know, and many adults, they grow into adults and they're hooked on drugs. And then you say you cannot get welfare because you are on drugs. That leads that person to either steal or kill. Or kill themselves. You know, I went to my bed the other night and I got a dream. I dreamt that I was in prison. But every now and then, I was able to get out of prison, do certain things, and get back in prison. And that is exactly what it is. Because sometimes I'll be home, and I want to go on the street. But I know that the minute I go on the street, I know that everything costs. And everything costs excess right now. You go into Walmart, and you look at baby clothes. Baby clothes cost more than adult clothes. You're looking at a little tiny baby clothes for $38, and you say to yourself, how many mothers can afford this? By the time you buy 10 pieces of baby clothes, you're looking at $500. Now, how many mothers can afford that? You look at the baby formula. As a matter of fact, baby formulas have been poisoning children lately, you know, and that's another topic by itself, but people can't even afford baby formulas. The prices in the supermarket have skyrocketed. I mean, you can't even afford to sit and eat a decent meal. And I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking about me. Because when things started to happen in America, when I realized that things were getting worse and worse, the first thing I did was downsize. No longer in the big house looking up at the roof and think that I'm in this big Catholic church. No, I downsized. And I also got rid of my vehicle because I said, things are going to get worse. What I have to do is get rid of most of the things that makes me look good. Also, God told me that at this moment, Mona, I want you to own nothing but yourself. Own nothing. And so I remember calling my sister and giving away everything, and neighbors giving away everything, and moving to Orlando, because the lighter you are is the easier to travel. Because if you notice nowadays, the Bible tells you that you will run to the rock and the rock cry out, no hiding place. You run to this state, there is a flood. You run to another state, there is a flood. You run to another state, there is a flood. I mean, America, the worst is about to happen. And I'm a servant of the true and living God, whether you believe it or not. And I'm here to tell you, and I invited you to tell you, that beginning in October, going onwards, it's going to be like the worst time in history. Are you prepared for it? There are many ways. The overall problem is this to the government. The country is overpopulated. And what I'm saying to you right now may sound like nonsense, but one of these days you're going to remember DJ Mona Lisa. And I don't have to say all the gifts that God gave to me, but I can tell you this much, that I do have the gift of prophecy. And no one can say that God isn't speaking to me. Okay? And let me tell you, how will the government get rid of people? One of the ways that the government will get rid of you is through the food. So you have to be careful what you eat. If you notice in Europe, there's E. coli in Europe and in America. If you look it up, Google it, you'll realize that thousands of people die from the food. Make sure you cook your food at home. And be careful of the water. Be careful of the water that you're drinking. I've sent out quite a few videos on YouTube trying to warn you about what's going on today in this world. It's just a bunch of rich people that want to control this world. How do they plan on controlling it? They plan on controlling it by taking over. First of all, you notice that everybody, almost everybody, lost their homes. Now, who owns them? Now, who owns them? Now you have become renters. You're no longer homeowners. But, you know, most of the things I'm telling you, you already know. So I'm going to go back to fucking myself. To fuck myself, I have honey, and I have right here, I have hemp. Do you know hemp? Hemp happens to be marijuana. I'm not about to smoke it. But I realized recently on YouTube also, you got to live on YouTube. I live there 24 hours now because there's so much to learn there. Give me 1 second. Let me see what's going on Blog Talk Radio. Okay. It's showing me that I think I got 9 minutes left. Is that what it's saying? I think so. But anyway, they tell you that marijuana is not good for you. I did my research. Marijuana has been able to cure a lot of illnesses, including cancer, and it has helped a lot of people who have AIDS. I noticed that my sister lost weight. She was real fat, and she lost weight by smoking marijuana. I'm a law student, so I don't plan on smoking marijuana. And, you know, I kept on saying to God, I wish there was a way that I could take this medicine. And so I did my research, and I realized that hemp was marijuana. Guess where they sell it? At the World Food Store. I could not believe. I remember going to the World Food Store and asking for it quietly because I was afraid of being locked up because I thought it was really illegal. And I said, do you sell hemp? And they said, oh, yeah, sure. The products are over there. I went over there, and I saw hemp oil and protein powder, and I was like, woo! And so I picked up a couple of hemp protein, and it's right here, hemp pro 50, and I also have hemp pro 70, and I have certified organic hemp oil. And if you notice recently, I gained some weight, and I started to take these stuff. I tried everything to lose the weight, did not work, and I started to take these stuff, and you'd be surprised. I'm seeing my tiny hands again, and I'm seeing my little chin again, and I'm feeling so young and so energetic. I cannot believe. You definitely got to check it out. So right now I have honey, and I have hemp, and I'm dipping the honey in the hemp powder, and I'm licking it. So nice. Obama, fuck you. Oprah, I'm so glad that she's gone. She did her job. She put Obama into power because if Oprah didn't say a word, that dude would not be in power. And she put him into power, so she lost all her power right there because if you give someone power, you lose power, and it's a whole lot of power you lose when you put the president there. And I know why. I know why she quit early. You know why Oprah quit? Because her ass is about to be under fire. Because people are about to blame her for putting Obama in power. And so she make a run for it. Because let me tell you something. Not because someone is black mean that they represent you. Right now, Obama doesn't even represent himself. He don't know what he's doing. Straight up. When I saw that president, I'll call him that guy, allowed the gay pastor to swear him in, I knew something was down. First of all, I said, nothing more than you made an agreement with the gays in order to get the vote. Okay? So you're about to come out of power. You got to make sure that New York is legal when it comes to gay marriage, else your house will be on fire. Let me tell you, don't trust these people. Life is all about living and be happy with your family. There are no jobs for young men. So many men have gone to jail because of having a little spliff when they could be out here supporting their children. It's so ridiculous. So Obama, fuck you. For Independent Day, this is what DJ Mona Lisa is going to do. I'm going to fuck myself. And that shows that I'm independent, that I'm a strong black woman. That's what I'm going to do. Right now, I'm really caressing my clit. Oh, yeah, that feels good. Anyway, I got to go because I got to do this in the quiet. Take care and God bless you.
I'm in charge now. I'm a star and I brought my fucking car down. I live a very, very, very wild lifestyle. Heidi and Audrina, eat your heart out. I used to listen to you, don't wanna bring arms out. I've got so many clothes, I keep some in my aunt's house. Disturbing London, baby, we about to branch out. Soon I'll be the king like Prince Charles. Yeah, yeah, and there ain't nobody fresher. Semester to semester.